Tire alumni, I hope that everyone is Baruch Hashem doing okay. The Ben Ish Chai has a Moedik life lesson from this week's parsha that pertains to all of us. And he derives it from a Pusik of Kisivne Bayis Chudish Vesisu Maka Legagechu. And he says as follows. He says, most people, when they embark on a new journey, whether it is a bucha going into yeshiva, a young couple getting married, business partners starting a business venture together, or a nayur, sekim to Rosh Hashanah, and yidin want to start afresh, what is the cause of most setbacks? Most of the time you will see that people are struggling with new projects and new undertakings. He says, why? He says, because your undertaking and what you decided to do is not a realistic goal. And he says, if a person would set little goals, if a person would set goals that are realistic, he says, chances of him succeeding are way better. And from the Heiligen Tver Shloime Zucht Menuch, that he used to make a new Kabbalah every year before Rosh Hashanah. But he always used to say, little Kabbalahs, kleine Kabbalahs. He says, because huge Kabbalahs, we cannot carry through. He writes that one year he made a Kabbalah, that if somebody walks into his room, Bashas, he's learning, he's going to refrain himself from looking up from the Gemara for 5 minutes. He says, people walk through, we sit in Besmedesh and we learn. I sit in my room and I'm learning. I'm saying Tehillim. Somebody walks in. I'm curious to see, who is that person? Who just came into Besmedesh? 5 minutes. You would think the Heilige Tver Shloime would be Mekabel an sich. Ich weiß, fasten 40 Tage. Brechen Asen am Mikveh. No. If we do huge Kabbalahs, if we set ourselves up to make huge profits in business, I want to make 25% returns on my money this year, or we're going to buy this and we're going to buy that and we're going to invest, we're going to leverage, chances are that you will not succeed. The same works with everything else. If you do these wild diets, they don't succeed. In marriage, a kabbalah between a husband and wife, Little kabbalahs, that is something that has more of a concrete zach. Touch to the pusik azoi. Kisivne ba'is chudish. A person is going to come up with a brainstorm. He's going to come up with a new rayon. Ooh, you know, I have a new idea. Something new. Whether it's begashmius or berachnius. Versisum ma'ke legagechu. He says the gag is the brain of a person. He says, put up a fence around your idea that you want to do, about your new kabbalah. He says, you want to know why? V'loy susim dumim b'resheichum. Because dumim is from the word demyonis. Don't put in something that's a dimyon, that's non-realistic in your mind that you're going to accomplish. You want to know why? Ki yipol hanoifel. Because you are going to end up crashing and you will not be matzliach. Le'yanayni, we're going into an ayur. Yidim vilin zahm besa. Yidim prebirin samachin kabbalahs. We should think of little kabbalahs. Let's stop once a day and think about a particular chesed that Eibishter did to us today. Avada, we always say Baruch Hashem and thank you Hashem, but we should think. Think of something good that happened to you. A day doesn't go by that there isn't one thing good that happens to a person. Stop and put a smile on somebody's face. Give him a genuine compliment. Think about the person. Think about something good that he has done and compliment him. Or andere Sachen. Lein Krishma banacht erlich. Bench fin asidde. Biniz on a shahakel. Little things. If we will do these little kabbalahs, we will be matzliach. Eibishter zal helfen that we should be able to go into the snayur. And we should have a ksiva v'chsima toive, and the Eibishter should be makabel all of our tefillahs, and the Eibishter is going to see that we really want to be good. When you set the dial on a steamliner, even if it's off, v'mezuk, to make a very slow turn, gradually that turn becomes a full turn. We will be makabel little kabbalahs. We will be matzliach b'mila shemaya and b'mila de'alma. Agitn.